Real quick, before we begin, we have started up a Patreon page at patreon.com/technofunkboy for both Dragonlance, The Thorns of War, and Montblanc's Hunters, our Final Fantasy-themed tabletop role-playing game. You can find this at patreon.com/technofunkboy, and you'll get the episodes a week early, as well as some behind-the-scenes features. Thank you, and on with the show. War has come to Kryn, a war building for centuries as dragons and gods drift into myth and legend. This is the war that will bring an end to it all, or restore what was lost for good. Welcome to Dragonlance, The Thorns of War.
My name is Jen, and I'm playing Saria, and Saria is a high elf wizard.
I'm Doug. I'm a human rogue by the name of Zeroth Harkonnen.
I'm Esther, and I play Rowena Rotherwood, ranger.
I'm Jim's friend. I'm playing a cleric named Jimpleton.
Hello, my name is Zatrapas, and I am playing Grunthid Uthladrin, Salamnic Knight of the Soul.
As you do leave, you will hear some whisperings as you go, and the sound of the bell at the gate, and there seems to be some commotion that something is coming.
We stand and awkwardly stare at each other.
Yeah, you know, now that my bit's done, I've done what I wanted to do. I'm waiting. You know, my day's done. What are we gonna do, guys?
I was gonna say. I've had my weapons blessed. I was hoping to fortify my heart with some ale, but it seems like time is running short. And I will walk towards the gate just to see, just close enough to see if I can see what's going on.
You and as you're saying that, you will see like this like kind of old, frazzled old man, you're kind of leaning on his staff nearby, and you do note that he's wearing the white mage robes. And he goes, "Oh, don't worry about that, young man. If it were invasion, the bell would be different. The three rings is friendlies."
Ah, thank you very much, sir. I'm not familiar with the signals in this city.
Oh, nothing to it. He'll kind of tip his white
cap.
What are the
unfriendlies rings?
Well, that's when they just grab the bell and ring the bejesus out of it.
So many rings.
Yes, it's
many rings means no good things.
Right. So three, a-okay.
When he says
just
many rings means no
pulling
good
the
things.
Crap out of it, that's when there's trouble.
I'm gonna look over to Sari and be like, "Write that down. Write that down."
Oh, yes, right away. Write it down.
Oh no.
My book of wisdoms just became so much less wise.
I don't know. I think I gave you a fairly good kernel.
But don't pet a burning dog, or what's it?
Don't pee into the wind.
Don't pee in the wind. Oh, yeah.
If you eat an apple seed, an apple tree will grow in your stomach.
I've heard that's an urban legend.
I thought that was watermelon seeds.
Yeah, watermelon.
Don't swallow gum or it will stay there for 7 years.
So that's why I was a sharpie kid.
No. It was just all gum.
At that, the old wizard will say, "Actually, that one's true. Very, very recently, I had the attack of the burps, and I blew a bubble with one of them, and I hadn't had bubble gum for 5 years before that."
I knew it. Don't swallow gum.
So I'm gonna kind of look to the party as we're standing here, and what do y'all? Is there any preparation any of y'all need to make? before you have any ideas what we should do next.
Well, you wanted to get more beer.
I am game for that.
Yeah, maybe a pint would be good to relax the nerves, but and we have to feel like we have to catch up with Saria. I don't really know. Kind of want to know how it went. Seemed to be a little different.
Did I hear? Yeah, did any of us hear Tim say the thing about the Hagmark?
I don't know. How far away were you?
I was standing next to, probably next to the priest. And
I mean, did you like, Saria, did you pull the priest like way over to the side of the room or something?
So I wouldn't have been necessarily trying to keep it hidden. I just, you know, I would have wanted to have like a semi-private conversation more because I don't want anyone else, you know, to like worry, but it's not like a secret.
So if you pulled him aside, there's a good chance that people,
it was like,
if they were still paying attention, might have seen.
I wasn't trying to advertise it. They would have, you know, they would have had to have been paying attention. But if you, you know, I also wasn't like whispering.
Yeah. Well, and Zeroth wasn't in there. So it was probably, I kind of wandered away, I think. So it would have been the rest of the group that might have got wind. But still, we noticed that you're different. You know, I mean, I feel like you've come back. You seem a little different. You're wearing different garb. We don't even know where you went, Sarath. I mean,
Saria.
You don't even know. You're Sarath.
Sorry, we don't even know where you went. Let's go get a beer. Let's talk. And so, I'm gonna, I guess, try to get us over to the tavern.
Yeah, of course. I'm happy to relay anything.
Griffith would have a special interest just having been a professional monster hunter, just in like hags and hag marks and stuff. So if he had caught wind of that, he would definitely want to know more.
I very much doubt Tim will keep it a secret for very long.
We're walking 5 minutes over there.
Oh, Tim rolled a 20. Tim remembers, yes. So I was rolling to see if Tim had completely forgotten the conversation.
Are you sure that's not my roll?
So Tim has gone over to Jimpleton and say, Jimpleton, let me ask you, where can we find a hag?
I want to roll nature. Is that the right roll?
That would be the right roll, yes.
All right. I got an 11.
11? Okay, so, yeah, I mean, you know them being around, you know, sometimes deep in forest. They're
like they're fae houses.
Yeah, they're fae, and so they're just kind of wherever they want to be, but they're not overly common, but, yeah, they are around.
Well, I think if you want to find a hag, you just have to wait long enough for one to find you.
Okay. Well, let's do that then. I'm going to go sit and be still until the hag come.
You can do other things while you wait.
Oh, good, because I'm not good at sitting still.
In fact, you can do anything while you wait.
Well, great.
Griffith definitely thinks it'd be really entertaining to see Tim interacting with a hag.
flower.
I am trying to remember. I guess I didn't write it down in my notes. What it was. Did I accept help from the hag? Is there some, like, what? I'm trying to remember that interaction.
Didn't you, like, eat a muffin or something?
No, the hag wanted a finger.
That was somebody else.
In exchange for.
I said no.
And you said no. Well, the fairies had given you bread.
The bread.
Right.
Yeah, I remember the bread.
And and she wanted the hag wanted a finger in exchange for the help of the bread. You said no.
Got it.
The power of the bread just kind of did its thing right then. And then she said that
I owed her something.
Yeah. Okay. The longer you put it off, the more it's going to be.
Okay. Yeah. If we're at a tavern, I'll fill everybody in on how the test went and how I'll tell them about the incident with the hag. I will say, like, I'm not really sure. I was actually very surprised that I still had the hag mark when I left, because I felt like I was in another dimension. Like, time didn't really seem to pass for you guys the way it did for me, and so I wasn't even sure if it was real, but I still carry the mark, so obviously it was real.
And just as we go, Rowena, if you are going back to the steady beacon, are you trying to watch out for your father and make sure that you're not...
Oh, yeah, I forgot. You didn't say anything to
us. You never saw.
Yeah, are you going back? Or are you going to be like, yeah, I'm going to do some shopping or something?
I'll go back, but I definitely still don't want to draw attention to myself.
Okay, roll stealth.
Are we going to be able to... Can I roll perception to see if she's stealthing, like
no. Seven.
Oh no.
And Zarok, go ahead and roll perception as well, since you do know her father.
That's right, I do. Alright. Oh dang, okay.
About to get into some family drama here.
Yeah, it wouldn't be the first time. all right, 18 this time.
You do see her father, like on one side of the room, and you kind of look at her father, and then look at her, and she's doing this. and you look back, and her father's like.
Oh no.
And you look back and she's like sinking in the chair.
I'm just gonna
bonus action disengage.
Bonus action disengage.
Jimbleton, go ahead.
I want to roll insight and see, like, are they obviously acting weird?
I think so.
So I got a 21. I'm pretty good at insight.
So and then the Minotaur was hurt, and I was like out of healing, and I was bloody and all of this
died.
And then and like right behind her, these two are
and I'm gonna say guys, pay attention, it's a really good story.
Jimbleton, Griffin, where can we find a Minotaur?
With a hag.
Oh, good. I'm going to sit here and wait.
You can do anything.
That's right. That's right. Okay.
Yeah.
Griffin totally botched his last roll into insight on Rowena, so he's not even paying attention. But he sees the guy looking from across the bar at us and thinks that he's looking at Griffin. So Griffin, I'll wave at him, you know. Wrong person.
Sorry,
not looking at me.
What does it feel like when time isn't passing?
Well, I don't know. It didn't really feel any different for me. I didn't really notice anything until I came back and I realized that it was the same day.
Zeroth's under the table.
Where did Zeroth go?
You all notice a rather large, balding man with graying hair approach you. And he kind of takes off his hat as he approaches and says, darling, Rowena, is that you? Is that you? Wait, why are you? Is that Zeroth under the table?
No, I'm a lonely busboy cleaning up the trash under the table.
Oh, Rowena, thank
you. Hello, Father.
Thank goodness you're safe. And he will like come in to try to hug you.
Guys, I think maybe we should give these people space, and I will get up and go to the bar.
I'll stand up and tip my head in acknowledgement and follow Saria to the bar.
Are you going to let him hug you?
I guess I'll let him, but...
you're gonna be limp-armed, like, that, you know, like, hey.
A little stiff.
Ten.
Hello,
ten.
Father.
You're meeting in the bar.
Yeah, I'll go too, because I want to hear the rest of this story.
Story time at the bar.
Okay. So this is your father, Imbert Rotherwood. And he is one of the leaders in you know, in a small town in the Eswild. And he'll say, Rowena, how long have you been here? When did you get here?
Today. What are you doing here?
I just arrived. Have you seen these creatures?
Yes.
I've been so worried. They came through the town. We had enough time to make preparations, and so a few of us stayed behind to wrap things up, but I sent most of the people to Wheel Watch at Outpost. And and you would know, like, this is like it is a Salomnic outpost, but it's right on the border, and it's south of here, and it would have been the nearest walled protected fortress to y'all's town. And he'll tell you, he's like, the rest of us came here because we had heard that there were many more than we thought, and we've been trying to get word from Wheel Watch, because it was days ago I sent them. Yeah, there's been no word from the fortress at all, and
no one's come back.
No one. I'm.
Who all's there? The whole town.
Most of them.
I'm gonna.
Frederick, you know, he was with me, of course, and you look over there, and there's like this giant lurch-like figure goes to you from the side, and he says, and just some of the, you know, some of the soldiers, less than a handful came with me. The rest, all of them, I sent them to Wheel Watch, and so, I'm hoping to take what I can now down the road, but I keep hearing that they're coming from everywhere. Apparently they came from the west as well. There's many people from Vogler here.
Yes, we came through Vogler.
Oh, you were there.
Yes, we fought them.
I'm glad you're okay.
There's many coming from that way. Knowing about this, Wheel Watch Outpost. Does it have its own, like, garrison? And
So you would know, like, there's a small garrison of Salomnic soldiers there. There's usually not even a knight there. It is a very small outpost. It is the southernmost outpost in this area. Keep it, you know, as a reminder, like, we're in Nightland. And so the farther south you go, the more dark and evil this land becomes. And so the Wheel Watch is the southernmost point where, you know, it's safe to be. It's right on the border of Salamni and Eswild, and is kind of a safe haven along the road there.
And that was closer than sending them to Calamon?
From your town, yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So are you planning on going there?
I don't feel like I have a choice. I'm going to take the soldiers I have right out in the morning.
I'm going to take that child with me too.
I'm gonna have slowly try to honorably come out from under the table.
I'm afraid that ship has sailed.
Come out of the table.
That's, you know what?
Like,
I'm
gonna
roll dignity at disadvantage.
I'm gonna slowly rise up.
Roll performance.
You're by the way, your modifier on dignity is a -3 and you have disadvantages.
I can roll something if you want me to, but I basically okay, I know I'm looking like an idiot, but I'm gonna try to look dignified as I emerge from the shadows of under the table and just say, what are my father's plans?
There.
I'm gonna look at Rowena and be like, is it safe for now?
I don't think anything is safe now.
Can I buy you a pint?
Zeroth, this is the first time in my life I'm happy to see you.
Don't take that
badly. It was worded poorly.
No.
It'll put his arm around you.
I understand, and I honestly, feelings are mutual. I'm glad to see you.
Fair enough. It's if you can help, Zeroth. I know, with all your other qualities, I know you to be brave. Sometimes, from a distance, like an archer.
Yeah, like in the shadows. Yes. Under the table. We've met some friends here. We'll see if we can talk to them and if there's anything further we can do. Give my father a note, please. Let him know that I'm well and that we'll try to rendezvous in the near future. Oh, when you stab a lizard creature and it dies, it turns to stone and your sword will get stuck. We've noticed that. Or a dagger thrown in it.
Or it'll blow up.
Or it'll blow up.
Or it'll blow up.
We've seen that too. I shot one the other day and it exploded.
Oh. These things concern me.
We're dealing with something that's out of our realm of knowledge, I believe.
Yes, indeed. Rowena, I'm glad you're safe. Please don't think ill of me. I know I'm overprotective. You're not one to often take my advice, but please, this is the safest place. Stay here. This will end at some point. Stay here.
I can't make promises. Seems like this is where I'm meant to be for now, but we're part of a group and I go where they go.
Well, if they jumped off the bridge in the river with you... no, I'm sorry. I just need to say
I won't do that because I can't swim, by the way.
Meanwhile, over at the bar.
So then I used mirror image.
And you will see that same white-robed wizard come in and... say, oh, it's you again. So you got the Minotaur, huh?
I did.
Wow, it's one of my favorites.
And I almost died. I don't know if you heard that part, but I almost died and I didn't.
Well, that's very good. There's, you know, that's no small feat.
Thank you.
All right. No, I mean, these are very large feet, and it's hard to get boots for these.
I'm sorry to hear that. Really sorry to hear that. Can I help you?
Oh, no, just passing through.
All right.
Sorry, I think that's sort of what Zeroth was thinking what happened to you when you came back from the test.
About the feet, huh?
More like that, right? Feed and awe.
Yeah. Well, fortunately, my feet are still normal sized.
If you need large boots, I bet Tatiana could make you some.
Tatiana?
Tatina? Totino. Totino. Yeah, Totino's pizza. That's it. Yeah.
Is that the little lady you got the backpack from?
The one who speaks Draconic.
Oh.
Draconic, huh?
So a gnome who speaks Draconic and who makes.
Why, there's not many people who speak Draconic anymore.
Magical cursed backpacks?
Yes.
Griffith's shaking his head in the background. That's not what happened, but he's not saying anything.
So, these backpacks, they're cursed. That's what Tim said, yes?
They're not. Well, I don't know. They talk.
You know, you remind me of someone. And he's talking. He's talking to Tim. Yeah, there was a really curious kinder that I met in the south. Went by the name Rosie. Yeah, I kind of wonder what happened to her.
Oh, she's dead by now, probably.
Probably so.
Yeah.
All right, well, have a good day.
Spoiler.
Bye? Question mark?
Did Tim come with us to the bar? Did Tim hear that?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're talking to Tim.
Tim, do you know a Rosie?
Rosie? Mm-hmm. No, but I'm told that I turn into a Rosie when I get embarrassed.
That can happen.
Okay. And now you shoot Rosies.
That's true!
Sorry, did you have any idea of where you were? You said it felt like another plane when you met that hag.
No, I guess I really wasn't stopping to think where I was. I was very focused on my mission, and I guess I kind of assumed that all of it was mostly an illusion and that I was still here. But I don't think that was true.
It wouldn't be the case if you were marked. Are you worried about it?
I was probably on another plane. Yeah, I'm a little uncomfortable with it, but so far it's proven useful. So
you say there's a hag in the test? And at that moment, like the tavern doors will open. And you will see a man in armor step in, and you recognize Derek Highwater, and he the light behind him is just a silhouette at first, but he kind of stumbles forward, and you will notice that he's upset.
I guess we should go talk to him. Go see what's wrong. Excuse me, old sir, who keeps leaving and coming back. We'll see you later.
All right. Well, good luck.
Thank you. You too. I hope you find some shoes that fit you at some point.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Next time we see him, he's going to have shoes that they make feedback noise because they're actually Fargab shaped like shoes. So he's walking around like.
So you will, Derek kind of just stumbles into a chair on a table. And as you approach, he puts a sword down. And you will recognize. Berlin's sword.
Hmm. What happened?
He was killed on the way. He was killed protecting the rest of the refugees.
Did you just get back?
Just now. He came on the boat with y'all. But the refugees just got here an hour ago. They managed to retrieve his body.
I guess Zeroth and Rowena are kind of left the table, maybe have made our way over to the bar. So or I don't know.
Yeah, y'all can all like be there.
We've kind of
you, Rowena's father, Tim, the old wizard. Mm-hmm. You're all like
one table that's designed to seat four.
Yes. Yeah.
Who would have the authority to knight Darren? That'd be like a marshal or somebody pretty high up.
In a war circumstance, then you would have the authority to do kind of a battlefield promotion. Right. If that's what you're thinking.
Yeah. I'll look at the sword for a minute and I'll push it back across the table towards Darrett, and I'll say, Darrett Uth Highwater, I think that Berlin trained you well. I think you should keep this.
I'm not worthy of it.
You'll prove your worth in the days ahead.
Thank you.
Do you know where he was killed?
On the road, 5 miles back. Apparently they fought. They kept the Draconians off them the entire trip. They lost them for a time, but while they rested last night, they made up the ground. And they fought them most of the way today. Finally, when they got close to the castle, they retreated. The scouts are out now trying to find them.
Is there any word on the numbers? Is this an imminent threat? Or
it was a small band of them. The score.
Scouts, then.
Yes.
Well, at any rate, we should notify the marshal.
In the meantime, we should plan a memorial for Berlin.
I think this is appropriate.
Indeed.
I think that there's a priest of Kiri Jolith that has just found his faith again. That might be an appropriate place and setting.
Indeed. Well, hopefully we are not attacked anytime soon. Bakaris the Elder has been entreating the leaders of the town, the council, to fight back, to head over to Steel Springs, to attack them, to push the battle on their ground. He's making progress with them, but that won't be that. It'll be a little while before they leave.
Who's in charge of scouting and gaining intelligence? Because I'd like to volunteer my services. I feel like the circle's getting very close in on us. And information is our greatest ally, I think, at this juncture.
Right. Marshal Vendry is in charge of that.
Is there a chance we could speak with Marshal Vendry today? Could we get an audience with him?
Yes. I think we could make that work.
Do you disagree with Bakaris Elder?
I think the wall is... We don't know what we're fighting.
That's why we need a scout.
And I think that the wall is our greatest advantage right now. We're still gathering... We're still gathering refugees. They're coming from all over the place. It's
the more of them, the more our responsibility to protect them rises.
Right. Okay.
I think we need to find out what's happening.
All right.
ASAP.
In Vogler, there was a man, I can't remember his name, but he was he lost his mind to a ghost.
Yes.
Do you think Spicaris, his decision to attack, is it normal for him to think like that?
Oh, between you and me, and then he looks over to the kinder. It's like, Spicaris is rash, and he always has been.
I don't think we have much time left to ponder or think we have to be in action.
We should meet the marshal.
I agree.
I do think that it's our best and greatest option is to defend the city and strike back. I do think that this place can hold, but maybe that's also a fool's hope.
I have to tell you, Rowena and I just talked with her father, who gave us information regarding a city not far from here.
Did you just mutter over the we'll watch out.
We'll watch.
We'll watch Outpost, which is also under threat. I'd like to know what angles the combatants are coming from, and if we have family there. Both of us, our own families, are from there. Separate families. We're not siblings. But but we'd like to ensure their protection as well. And if we call them, maybe they should be here. I'm really itching to find out, to get out there to scout. I think with all of our stealth combined, and I don't know, as a party, as a group, would y'all be willing to scout out and define this threat, to see where the angles are and to see where it's coming from? I feel like that's what we have to do. Or let's talk to the marshal first. Let's take it by order and in order rather, but I feel like intelligence is our key right at this moment.
You're right.
Well, I do have a newfound stealth ability.
When you say intelligence is key, who I'm said just gonna that? Like look down.
Yeah, and when you said stealth, the party's stealth all clink uncomfortably and awkwardly in my armor.
Some of us.
All right.
Yeah. Can we go find him?
Yeah. So if y'all will go if you go up to the keep, you will see that there is a procession bringing Berlin's body up the road. Cudgel is there. Raven Uth Vogler, the mayor of Vogler, is there, and both alive and helping the body up. You will recognize Marshal Vendry, who you have met before. She is just kind of an imposing woman that's getting toward middle aged, but clearly very professional and competent. And she's standing straight as the body goes by, and then with some sorrow hangs her head and turns away, and so she'll be easy to find amongst the crowd.
I'll put my flashers on and get in the procession. I'm going to approach Marshal Vendry. I'm assuming that we're kind of as a party, so maybe we're all together. That's where I'm heading.
Yeah, and as she sees you, she'll kind of do a half smile and saying, "I am to take it that you are the ones that sent the gnome to me?"
"Yes, I think. Is that us?" A lot has transpired in the last 24 hours.
You met Tatina.
Yeah, she's a fun one. So y'all have been busy.
Yes, we are very busy. But we're also, Berlin was a great guy. Like, this is so emotional. I don't know. I hate bringing up business at a funeral, but I think the city is in peril.
Well, yes. What tipped you off there, Zeroth?
Well, I'm not as dense as the biggest cabbage in the garden, but I just...
I pull out the wisdom book and I write that one down.
That was a head scratch from Zero.
That's what we say where I'm from. Speaking of where I'm from, we've got some intelligence from Outpost.
We'll watch
Outpost. There's a gathering of soldiers there, and we want to volunteer ourselves for
the people of our village.
The people of our village have gone there to protect themselves, but they've left.
It didn't connect in my head. You're that Rotherwood.
Yes,
I understand. Yeah. So, yes, I've spoken with Imbert about things, and so I'll tell you what I told him. We have not had word from Wheel Watch Outpost for several days now. That is unusual. It is very common for travelers between the two on a near daily basis. It's about a day's walk from here. It's about a half day's ride. He was asking for help in gathering people to go check it out, because I do understand that there are a lot of refugees left there. Unfortunately, Bakaris has convinced the council to strike back at Steel Springs, which the earliest that they can go is in 2 days from now. And with that mission underway, I don't have the people I can spare.
It's a trap. What about Marshall?
It's what?
You must know that. It's a trap. There's going to be nothing. There will be nothing to be found there. It's drawing out our defenses.
I am concerned about the same thing. We do know that there is an encampment of the creatures there, of such numbers that we can take and we can win, and we can win decisively. And yet they crawl around the hills like ants, and we can't track them. It was my counsel that meeting them there could quite possibly be ambushed very quickly with little to no warning. And, Bakaris's arguments prevailed.
That's slime ball.
I will be fair to the council. No one likes playing defense here. If we've seen enough of them that if they do besiege the town with all the refugees we do have, we're not going to last long. And so it does make some sense to take the battle out of town to them, while we still can maintain some supply lines, as dwindling as they are.
This reeks of a trap.
Where are they sending troops to? Iron Springs?
Steel Springs. Steel Springs is about 30 miles from here. And it is more to the north toward the waste.
Okay, so just for a couple directional things. So yes. Steel Springs is north.
Yeah. Wheel Watch south. That's where Wheel Watch south is. Ooh.
So there's some tension there.
Right. Steel Springs is to the north. Wheel Watch is about 24 miles south. Steel Springs is about 30 miles north.
So we don't know which direction they're coming from, other than...
So far what we have seen is they're coming from the north, from the waste, more to the west of here and over. But now the report from Eswild is that they're also kind of coming from the northeast and pincering in.
Maybe Wheel Watch. Maybe we should go to Wheel Watch, because that might be the next, if we can't withstand. Like, Marshall, what are your forces? What is the strength of your forces, and how much are you sending out?
We, based on what the reports of their encampment, we can route them with 200. My entire force, including the more recent volunteers, is 3,000.
Griffith, didn't you say there was reports of thousands?
Berlin, when we rescued Cudgel the mercenary, there were reports of extremely large numbers.
Yes, I am aware, and I know that those camps we saw were more to the west. This encampment in Steel Springs is much smaller. That is what Bakaris is his argument is, let's try to pick them off while they're small encampments, and where we can have the decisive number advantage before the armies of the West reinforce them.
Perhaps, I don't know if, I feel like, as you know, we're all walking in a procession here, a funeral procession, so I guess I'm going to keep my next comments to myself while we're walking. I'm gathering it. I'm just thinking of all this, you know.
If you can go to the outpost, I'll make you the same offer that I made your father. I have horses. You may have them. It's a half day ride, and so you can.
And you said there was no communication from there for a while?
Not for several days.
Perhaps this is a good secondary plan, a fallback, just a way, like, we need to keep the south open. If we're getting an influx from the west and the east, and they're coming from the north, then the south has to be open for supply, at least if we become under siege. So this is an important connection to the city. We can't allow the south barrier to be broken. Otherwise, there will be no supply to the city. Let us as a party, if my party agrees, let us secure this pathway so that if we do come down to a siege, you know, gods forbid, we will be able to maintain a supply line there to keep the city open, so to speak, and be able to last, and possibly an exit for refugees.
Well, indeed, it would be much appreciated. I can make horses available for you in the morning, and you know, if all is well, you'll be able to get back here by tomorrow night.
This would be great.
At the very least, gather valuable information, and best case scenario, provide clear a path for this whatever refugees are in Wheel Watch to escape here.
Yes, that is very much appreciated, I was a little upset about the gift earlier of a gnome, but this will make up for it.
Does she speak Draconic?
The gnome?
What I was told. I don't know anything. I thought it was weird too, right?
Oh, that's strange.
I'll put my hand on the marshal's shoulder and say, there will be a time to grieve for Berlin, but now is the time for blood and steel and fire. We will fight well.
Good.
Dragonlance: The Thorns of War is based on the adventures Dragonlance: Shadows of the Dragon Queen from Wizards of the Coast, and The Test of High Sorcery by Jonathan Fry and Kiana Shaw. We stream this game on the third Sunday of each month at twitch.tv/technofunkboy. Theme song by The Technofunk Boy, featuring Blue Velvet. Thanks to Sirenscape for the amazing atmosphere and other music. Make sure you check them out at sirenscape.com to use them at your gaming table. The Thorns of War is part of the Play Well Network, where you've just been pwned.
Be warned, the Dice and Dreary podcast is not for the faint of heart. It is an actual play horror RPG podcast with a thrilling score and chilling sound design. If you are intrigued by the supernatural and excited by rolling dice, then follow me to diceanddreary.com or wherever you get your podcasts.